This is a CHOI News Report. On Monday, November 6th, Parksville City Council unanimously passed a motion requesting that the province exempt lands in the city designated for resorts, tourists and commercial use, the downtown waterfront, and restricted recreation areas from Bill 35, which bans short-term rentals on properties other than the owner's principal residence. At the council meeting on Monday, Councillor Mary Bell outlined the types of tourist accommodations in the city that she would like to see exempted.
These are exactly the areas, the resort area, you think about strata hotels, you know, the beach club. Those are the areas where they were meant to be available as short-term rentals because they are timeshares or whatever they are. So it doesn't go against the intent of the legislation that's coming forth in terms of freeing up those, you know, single-family homes and the like that are just not available for people in long-term, but recognizes that we have some unique properties here that were designed from the get-go to be available for tourist accommodation.
Mayor Doug O'Brien says the new law could have a major impact on Parksville's tourism sector.
It's going to have impact two ways. It's going to have impact on the amount of tourist units that are available for our tourism business, a very big part of Parksville's economy that's devastating to our Parksville Qualicum Tourist Association, and as well as it's devastating to the possible developers that are eyeing Parksville for one of their developments that's going to provide even more tourist accommodation.
Minister of Housing Ravi Kallon says if Parksville wants to opt out of the law, they have to increase the vacancy rate for long-term rentals in the city.
Part of the legislation, we said if communities have vacancy rates higher than 3%, they can certainly opt out. But right now, the vacancy rate in that area is around 1% or less. That means there is a lot of people struggling to find housing. That has an impact on tourism because you're not able to attract the workforce to actually support your tourism industry. And so my message to any community that wants to opt out of the provisions we have put in place is work to get your vacancy rate up, approve housing, get the type of housing you want built in your community, and then we can have a conversation.
Mayor Doug O'Brien says Parksville is working to increase the vacancy rate in the city.
When we first took over, it was like 0.1% vacancy rate, and the optimum is to not be affected by this legislation is to have a 3.5% vacancy rate. So, and we're getting there, and unfortunately, the Stats Canada stats show us that 1.3% vacancy rate and getting better, but that's a year old. And since that time, we've had a number of new rental apartment building blocks going up. They've broken ground on another one today for another 120 units, and that's coming. And so that's what our goal is. So we are trying to increase the inventory of long-term rental units in Parksville, and we're succeeding, and they're filling up as fast as we can have them built. But at the same time, we have lots more on the plans that are going to come out of the ground. And it's not for lack of interest or even funding, mortgage rates and so forth. It's exactly the fact that there's not enough contractors on the Vancouver Island to build these units.
The vacancy rate in Parksville doubled between 2019 and 2022 when it was 0.6%. But average rents in the city have also increased by almost 50% in the same time period. The Short-Term Rental Accommodation Act became law on October 26th, and the principal residence requirement comes into force on May 1st, 2024. For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.